Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss F.R. Lewis. Now F.R. Lewis is a well-known English literary critic. His dates are between 1895 to 1978. And in his critical works, he championed seriousness and moral depth in literature and criticized literature that was mostly meant for aesthetic purposes. Or he is somebody who doesn't like literature that is just art for art's sake. And he insists that great literary works are a concrete and life-affirming enactment of moral and cultural values. And he also stressed the essential role in education of what he called the great tradition of English literature in advancing the values of culture and civilization against the antagonistic forces in modern life. And Lewis is the most prominent representative of a common sense approach, okay, common sense approach to literature that relates literary works to the lives and the minds of their authors, okay, and placing a particular emphasis on the text itself. And he is actively opposed to the idea of abstract literary theory, okay, he doesn't like abstract literary theory. Lewis preferred to make specific critical judgments, and the prime concern of his work was with assigning literary value. And for Lewis, this was closely related to morality. And he identified great writers as those who not only change the possibilities of art for practitioners and readers, but are significant in terms of the human awareness they promote, awareness of the possibilities of life. And Lewis wrote, as we will discuss, numerous important books on poetry and fiction, and considered great literature a potential antidote, okay, a potential antidote to the standardization and leveling down of modern culture. And F.R. Lewis, as I said, that he's famous as a critic. And amongst all modern literary critics, F.R. Lewis is one of the most famous ones. He is that important. And especially in 1950s and 1960s, he was considered to be the most prominent English critics, English language critics. And Lewis believed that literature should be closely related to criticism of life, and that it is therefore a literary critic's duty to assess works according to the author's and society's moral position. So a kind of moral criticism. This is what he emphasizes. So a variety of criticism almost like that of Matthew Arnold. Because Matthew Arnold is also known for this kind of criticism. And the criticism of F.R. Lewis falls in two phases. In the first phase, he focused on giving critical opinions about poetry. In the next phase, he focuses more on novel, the novel tradition. So, in the first one, he was influenced by T.S. Eliot and he devoted his attention to, as I said, English poetry. And there is a very famous work by him called New Bearings in English Poetry. Okay, New Bearings in English Poetry, which came out in 1932, in which he attacks the late Victorian poetry and he proclaims the importance of the work of T.S. Eliot, Ezra Pound and G.M. Hopkins. And he emphasizes wit and the play of intellect rather than late romantic sensuousness. Now after that, the next critical work written by him is Re-Evaluation, Tradition and Development in English Poetry. Okay, Re-Evaluation, Tradition and Development in English Poetry. This one came out in 1936. In this, he extended his survey of English poetry back to the 17th century. So these two works, New Bearings in English Poetry and Re-Evaluation, Tradition and Development in the English Poetry, these two are critical works on poetry. After that comes novel. And he is particularly famous for the work The Great Tradition. The Great Tradition. George Eliot, Henry James, Joseph Conrad. Okay, this is the title of his work. Of course, this critical work is not limited to these three writers, George Eliot, Henry James and Joseph Conrad. But in the title itself, he mentions how great these writers are. Of course, he also goes on to include other ones. And The Great Tradition basically reassesses English fiction and it proclaims that Jane Austen, George Eliot, Henry James, Joseph Conrad, these are great novelists of the past. And thereafter, another work by him called D.H. Lawrence, Novelist. Okay, this is the work in which he also says that D.H. Lawrence is also a great writer. Okay, so he names couple of novelists whom he thinks are great novelists. So from an exam point of view, just remember the important names that he has mentioned, because in an exam they can ask you the names of these novelists. Okay, so Jane Austen, George Eliot, Henry James, Joseph Conrad and D.H. Lawrence. These five, the minimum. Of course, he also includes other ones as well, but amongst the many that he includes, these four or five are the most prominent ones. Okay, and this The Great Tradition was published in 1948. The next one, which is called D.H. Lawrence Novelist. This was published in 1955. And after 1955, he also goes on to write about Leo Tolstoy and Charles Dickens. There is a complete work on Leo Tolstoy. It's called Anna Karenina and Other Essays. Okay, this one came out in 1967. And the one on Charles Dickens is called Dickens the Novelist. Okay, Dickens the Novelist, which came out in 1970. So from an exam point of view, you should remember these four or five important critical works. Two of them are written on poetry and the other ones are written on novel. So minimum you should remember these, because as I said at the beginning that F.R. Leavies is considered to be one of the most important literary critics in English. Modern literary critic. One of the most important. And one more fact you should remember from a exam point of view, that he helped establish a journal called Scrutiny. Okay, Scrutiny. And Scrutiny later on also disseminated the ideas of F.R. Leavies to many students and teachers. So remember this name, Scrutiny.